to 2 Samuel chapter 14. Look at verse 14 of 2 Samuel 14. Now, I'm using all from actually 13:39 through 14:14, but I'm only going to read one verse so I can get right into the message, and I'll tell the story in the first 14 verses and bring you up to date to what I want to preach here in a minute. All right, the Bible said in verse 14, we must needs die and are as water spilt on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any person, yet doth he devise means that his banish be not expelled from him. Father, I ask you to bless that dear lady that Linda, her needs and her husband's salvation. I pray for it and pray for her health. Pray for others' health, Brother Cap. Many people here that's poor has poor health. I want to pray for them. I want to pray for the lost here this morning. God, that you'll open their eyes up and they'll get saved by the grace of God. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I'm going to preach in a moment after I give you four little introductory thoughts about this passage on a message of mercy. How many of you wouldn't mind having a little mercy? A message of mercy. Now, let me say, first of all, by way of introduction, the problem here in these 14 verses. The problem was in the family of David. And by the way, whether it's John Smith's family or Jimmy McKay's family, the devil hates the family. And he likes to plunge into it and destroy every home in this place if he could. And there was a problem here. David had just committed adultery. Nathan said, I'm not going to hurt you, but you're going to be affected fourfold. And he sure was. In the context here is Absalom, David's son, killed Amnon, his brother, murdered him for what he had done to his sister. Awful sin. And he got angry and got revenge. But don't start picking on somebody that's fell down, okay? You looking at me? Don't pick on somebody that fell down. Because see, David did the same thing. He committed adultery, got angry, and killed Uriah. Are you with me? Stay with me, Al. I'm going somewhere. Then I want you to notice the pride I see in this passage. Look at verse 39. And the soul of the king longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. Now listen to me. Amnon was his son. What a prideful thing. I don't care that I don't care that my son's dead. It's this other son I'm concerned of. How prideful can you get? How self-indulged can you get? How many of y'all believe he was prideful? Boy, he was. I want to tell you what. You look at me right now. You what's going to send most people in this church that's here lost to hell? Your pride. You know what's going to keep you from getting real victory in Christ as a Christian? Your pride. You know what stops a church and stops a Christian? Your pride. And sometimes God just got to jerk a rug out from you to get you where you ought to be and humble you. Yeah, I see a parallel here. Stay with me. Absalom's murder steeds broke up David's home. And David's murder steeds broke up the home of Uriah and Bathsheba. Now let me give you what happened here, and I'm going into the message. Joab, one of the captain of the host, saw that David was wanting his boy Absalom by Bathsheba. He was supposed to die. He's supposed to be banished. He was supposed to be expelled. And Absalom was on the run. And Joab sent a wise woman from Tekoa to go up and she was an actress and dressed like a mourner and go up to David and tell him the story of her sons, which Joab put the words in her mouth. Just like an actress would learn words. This woman was wicked. She was from Tekoa. The other guy from Tekoa we know is Amos. He was a great man of God. Now let me tell you what, boy, this is getting good here in a minute. Stay with me. Don't y'all leave this thing right now. I'm about ready to hop on the bus here in a minute. And here she was, acting before him. And she said, I don't want, my son's been, one son killed my other son. And I don't want him to die too. David said, I want you to know, you look at me, I'm the man. I'm the king. I'm going to tell you right now, your other son's not going to die. Because the king said so. Now, then she went on with the parable. And said, King, how about you? And your son? He's banished away. What are you going to do about him? And then that brings us right up to verse 14. Get there and I'll show you some things. It'll help you. We must needs die and ourselves water spilled on the ground. Now that's the poured out water. You said, what's that mean? I'm going to tell you what. Once you die, you leave the scene. You're like water that hits dust and you're gone. I got to say something, church. This might be something real well to say. You better not take advantage of what we got here. And you better not take it for granted. Because see, there's going to be a day you die, and you're going to be like water poured out on the ground. You look at this picture right now. I'm telling you right now, we ought to thank God for what we got right here. We ought not to let the devil get into what we have right here. And we ought to say glory to God, because it always won't be this way, because there's going to be people die and others die and others die. And we better take advantage of what we got right now. That's just a little extra. I just thought I'd preach that. But now let's skip a thought today. Here's my message. A message of mercy. Whew. I'm going to get happy now. Look at 14b. It says, we must needs die, and are as the water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Neither doth God respect any persons, yet does he devise means. Number one, write this down. The mind of God's mercy. He devises means. What's that word devise mean? It means calculate. It means to figure. It means to plan ahead. Woo! I'm about to get happy. You said, what's that have to do with you? I'll tell you what it has to do with me. God, before I was ever born. God, before you was ever born. God, before he hung the sun, the moon, and the stars, had you in his mind. In his foreknowledge, he had a great plan. Somebody ought to shout. You said, you mean my salvation, I didn't do anything for it? No, 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 no. You didn't do a thing for it. If you're here today and lost, you can't do anything for it now. Because God devised a way. How many of you are glad? How many look back at your life? Just look back at your life and see how God turned you, got you saved, got you in the ministry, got you working for God, and you was a rat. You was a sinner. You should have been banished. You should have been gone. Yet God, before you were born.
Amen.
Well, it ought to make sinners want to shout right now. You want sinner? God don't want you to go to hell. He devised means. He started before the foundation of the world. Hey, he said, I'm going to send my son. I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to save them. Can I illustrate it a couple ways? Whew. I'm about to get, this is getting in me now. Anybody here from Arkansas? If you're from Arkansas, right? Dave, you're the only one from Arkansas. Well, this is Arkansas story. By the way, David, a lot of people don't know this, but that's the only state mentioned in the Bible. How many of y'all knew that? You say Arkansas is in the Bible? Oh, yeah. Noah looked out the Arkansas. You'll get that later. Let me tell you what happened in Arkansas. You know what the census is. We just went through one a couple of years ago. You know what census is. But you've got to understand people from Arkansas. They country. They country. I like country. That's the people who make cathead biscuits and gravy and sausage and ham. Whew. And squirrel gravy. And they eat squirrel brains too. They just crazy. But this old boy was out there on the porch, and here comes this census man. Now you know what a census person does. He comes up and says, how many people's in your family? What's the number of people living under this roof? The boy looked at him and said, huh? He said, can't you count? Huh? He said, well, let me tell you like this. There's Jake. There's Papa. There's Mama. Jerome. And Jacob. And Julia. He said, we're not numbers around here. We call each other by name. Can I tell you something? I'm about to get happy right here. He knows my name. Woo! Before I was born, before they ever thought about a John Smith, before they ever thought about a Ray Humphrey, a Dave Riddick, a Rich O'Brien, can I tell you, God knew me. God loved me. Oh, glory to God. And I'm not a number. He knows me by name. He even knows the hairs on my head. Praise God. Amen. And by the way, he knows you by name. And if you're here lost, you know what you're going to do? You get saved today, your name's going into his book. And God will know you by name when you call. He said, there's one of my children. Let me illustrate it further. I'm enjoying this. I'm talking about a message of mercy. I read a lot of books. I read a book about a missionary over in Albania. And unusual story. Another missionary went over. He said, can I share my story with you? He said, I haven't been always at the foot of the cross. He said, I'm a Muslim. I was a Muslim. I was a staunch Muslim. You know, just tell it like it was. And I'm not degrading those people at all. I'm just telling you what he was. And two Albanian police came in. That place was corrupt. And they wanted to have his wife. That's what they told him. He said, we're going to have your wife. Well, he went in and got a pre-Obama band, AK-47. And shot him. Shot him dead. They took him and put him in prison. Oh, I'm not ready to get happy here. And while he was in prison, he found a little piece of the King James Bible. Just a torn out page. And he didn't understand it because he couldn't read English. He said, can you get me this whole book? Can you get me this whole book? They said, yes, I can get you that whole book. And he read that book and learned English from the King James Bible. And then he bowed one day, instead of to Muhammad and Allah, he bowed to Jesus. Amen. Got saved by the grace of God. Amen. While he was in prison, he got his bachelor's degree in ministry. And his master's degree in ministry. And one day the warden came by. He said, you don't belong here. You just go back on home. And set him free. Listen to me, we're all sinners. We should go to a devil's hell. But Jesus said, I'm going to take your sin and you don't have to go because of me. Woo! Number two, the means of God's mercy. Neither doth God respect any person, yet doth he devise means. Well, by the way, thank God for the mind of mercy. But the mind of mercy is not going to get you saved. But God had a plan, and the provision for you was his son, the Lord Jesus. And he was going to come and die on the cross of Calvary for you. Hey, look at yourself right. Come here. Look at me right now. Do this for me. Look at me and do this for me. God died for me. Say it. Jesus died for me. Say it loud. Jesus died for me. Say it loud. Jesus died for me. You said, what was God's means? You can't get to heaven. You're rotten. You can't get to heaven. You're an enemy. You can't get to heaven. You're on your way to hell. You're hell bound. You're condemned. But God made means by sending his son to the cross to save you. Woo. Her story. I love this story. A little girl was put in by a rich man to a prestigious school. She was deformed. She was born deformed with her face and her hands. And she was really, if you look at her, one of the ugliest people on the face of the earth. And they started talking about the girl, said, she's bringing a bad image on our school. And they went to the school administrator and said, get rid of her. Whatever it takes, get rid of her. Find something she done wrong and get rid of her. So they started watching her. They had told some of the other kids to spy out on her. They started spying out on the little girl. And one day, the little girl crawled out of that place. She crawled out of that place. Woo! And she went through the fence. And she wrote a little note and put it into a tree stump. And here's what that note said. To whomever finds this note, I love you. All my life, I was rejected. The administrator went out and tracked her and said, you're guilty of leaving. We're going to expel you. And then he found the note. Whoever finds this, I love you. I've been rejected my whole life. Look at me, ladies and gentlemen. 2,000 years ago, God sent a note. Somebody say amen. God sent a note, and that note was Calvary, that I love you sinners. Oh, I died for you. I love you. There's nobody like you, and I want you to be my elect. I want you to be in my family. I want you to be in my church. Whew. Oh, the means of mercy. Not only Christ died, but the Holy Spirit sought me out. Now, you know what's happening right now? Some of you think about getting saved. You know what that is? Can I tell you what that is? That's the Holy Ghost working on you. You never thought that before. You wouldn't have had that in your mind before. That's the Holy Ghost. Oh, how many's glad the Holy Ghost came to you? Reveal Christ to you. Somebody just shout or something. Would you do something? Whew. Then lastly, the motive of God's mercy. Boy, I like this right here. That his banished be not expelled from him. Well, he's talking about Absalom. David said, I don't want my son going. Can I tell a story about my past here? You'll like it. First 10 years I was here, I was pastor. And Jesse Harvey and me and a couple others were visitation team. I was taxi driver. I was after school daycare. One day one of the ladies in church called me and said, my son is trouble up there at Scott Pace, your husband's school. He just kindergartner. And would you go up and get him? I think you're going to want him to go home. I said, you can't get him? No, you're the preacher. You go get him. And I went up there to get Jesse James. And she said, go get him. I went and got him. And you know, I said, son, what in the world are you doing? He said, can I ask you a question? Five years old. What's the difference between being suspended and expelled? I said, Jesse, James, what in God's name did you do? Down in his bag, he had 20 pencils. He done lifted them off of Scott Tate's coat. I said, oh, Lord God. He had 20 pencils, and he lifted them off the school. And I said, are you out of your mind, boy? I started preaching to that little guy. You're going to hell? I thought, Lord, the police going to stop me over if this boy done heisted 20 pencils. I said, they catch you with them pencils, you ain't going to get suspended. They're kicking you out as a kindergartner. He said, please don't tell nobody, preacher. I said, get on your knees right there in my car and repent, 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 repent. He did it too. He got up. I said, God, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Didn't help him, but he did repent. Because then when he got home, Mama had a switch about that long, hickory, and beat the fire out of him. But they asked him a question. Or he asked the question, will I be suspended or expelled? Ladies and gentlemen, we were expelled. We were separated from God. We were on our way to hell. We were banished. We were dogs. We were outside of the wall. But God broke down the wall and called in the dogs. Somebody say amen. Gentiles were known as dogs. Woo! That's why I like dogs so much. That's why we got a bunch of them. As a dog. But now I'm a child of God. I was just out eating little pieces of bread. Now I've got the whole loaf for way of glory. Amen. And you say, why did you get that? Because God showed me mercy. Amen. Look at me. There's some of you who hadn't been saved yet. What if you'd have died yesterday? What if you died Monday? Before you got here today, do you know what? You'd be in hell. But you know what God's done? He showed you mercy to allow you to come out and hear the word one more time. Bow your heads. No looking around. How many of you right now say, Preacher Smith, if I die today, I know I'm going to heaven. Raise your hand high and testify. High. And testify, thank you. I look back there. Hey, some youngins and some elderly people, middle-aged people, you couldn't raise your hand. Can I tell you God's message to you is I love you. And he don't want you to be banished into hell. He made a provision of Jesus. How many right now that couldn't raise your hand and say, Preacher, before I die, I want to know I'm going to heaven. I want mercy. I want God's grace. I don't want something to happen and then me regret forever. I want mercy. I mean, right now, couldn't raise your hand, but before you die, you want to know you're going to heaven. Slip your hand up high. Slip them up high. Young people, slip them up. Moms, dads, slip them up. Just raise them. My mom will pray for you. God have mercy on you. Don't you want mercy? God bless that hand. Somebody else, just sip it up. Say, Preacher, the Lord's working on me. Pray for me. Just sip it up. Sip it up. Sip it up. Preacher, I'm up in years, and I don't want to leave lost. I was saved. I couldn't believe that story that Jesus loves me so much. Raise your hand. Let me pray for you. Somebody else, I'm taking a moment. I can see the Lord working with people. Why don't you right now say, Preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. If you don't want to die and go to hell and you're lost, slip up your hand right now so I can pray for you. That won't save you, but it will let me pray for you. God, the Holy Ghost touch you. God bless that hand. I see you, ma'am. Thank you. You may put it down. Somebody else. Lord God, preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. That'd be awful, wouldn't it? Church, pray real hard. Would you pray real hard? Pray conviction. I'm the only one looking here. You that just raised your hand, look up at me, would you? Just look at me. Nobody's looking at me. Would you like to go to heaven? Do you believe what I preached, that Jesus died and was buried and rose again? Why don't you get up and come? Come up here. Let's help you. That's right. Come on. Ain't no use you dying and going to hell. Emily, this girl wants to be saved. Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Lead her to Christ, Emily. She said she wasn't saved. Lead her to Christ. How many others are here this morning? Say, Preacher Smith. I tell you what I want to do. Maybe you're backwards as all get out. I'm scared to death for you to die and go to hell. It scares me. If you want to get saved right where you're at, and you're a little bashful with this crowd, don't let the crowd sink you to hell. But if you're bashful and you really want to be saved, listen to the preacher. Don't move around. Don't talk. I want you to pray this prayer. Dear God, I'm a sinner. God, forgive me of my sin. Christ, the best way I know how, I'm trusting you as Savior. Thank you for saving me. Let me go over it again. Dear God, I'm a sinner. God, forgive me of my sin. Christ, the best way I know how, I'm trusting you as Savior. Thank you for saving me. If you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you raise your hand and say, I meant it? I just prayed it. Just raise it up and say, I just prayed that prayer.